Hi, good evening. My name is Danny. We're conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to participate?
Sure.
Oh, really? Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you. Okay. Let's begin. Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
No, Hispanic. Okay. Thank you very much. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or other race?
White.
White. Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of your school you have completed, or the highest you have received? Is it 12th grade or below, nor high school diploma, high school diploma, graduate, I'm sorry, or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree,
Some
professional
college.
degree, some college. Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
You are. Okay, thank you. Okay, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council and local events. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I'm very likely to vote.
Very
So almost
okay.
certain. For
Thank
certain.
you. Okay. Thank you very much. By the way, I really appreciate it. And we're at 12%. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Someone dissatisfied? Okay, thank you.
Or satisfied, not dissatisfied.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Someone
You're
satisfied.
good.
Thank you. Okay, below is a list of issues, and please select three that are the most important to you. Okay, I'll read them. Property taxes, crime violence, access to abortion, racial inequity, healthcare, education, criminal justice reform, housing, transportation, city budget and spending, legalizing marijuana, jobs and economy, or other.
Probably crime prevention,
Okay.
the property values,
Yes.
and transportation.
Transportation. Thank you.
Education.
Education. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's continue to the next question. Okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know how or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate. Rod Dorans.
Hold on, you're breaking up. Say it again.
Okay. Rod Dorans on a scale from 0 to 10.
Rob Dorn?
Yeah, Rob Dorans.
I don't know. Five.
Okay. Nancy Day Ackam.
Five. I don't know.
5. Okay. The Columbus City Council.
Six.
6. Thank you. Nick Bengtson.
I don't know. I'm five.
5. Okay. Thank you. Shannon Harden.
Another one I don't know.
Okay. The Fraternal Order of Police.
Four.
Four. Thank you. Emmanuel Remy.
Seven.
Seven. Okay. Thank you. About Farhan Jetty.
I don't know.
Megan Kilgore.
Don't know him.
Don't know him. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla.
Don't know him.
Don't know. Okay. Shayla Faber.
Don't know it.
Okay. How about Gil?
Say it again.
Luis Gil?
I've heard that name, but I just heard him. So I heard of it, so five. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. And lastly, for Adrian Hood.
Don't know either. I need to do my research on these people.
Okay. Okay. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if either is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
Any direction.
Any direction. Okay. So are you okay with the first option? I would rather elect a new people to the City Council so the council can go in a new direction.
In a new direction.
Okay, thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy de Acolor? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy de Acolor?
I don't know either.
Okay, that's okay.
Unfortunately,
yeah. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
I don't know either.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you. Again, thank you very much for participating, and we are at 45%, almost over. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Ring?
Probably Adrian Hood.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for the City Council, and a 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for the City Council in November 2023. Farhan Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English. As he pursued the American dream, Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the City Council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. On a scale from 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for Farhan Jetty?
6.
6, thank you. Okay, for the next person, Nick Bankston, I'm sorry, is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. On a scale from 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for Nick Bankston?
A three.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're at 51%. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
The first one.
The first one. Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council, and a 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programs. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10, how much likely are you to vote for Emmanuel Remy?
3.
Thank you. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. How likely are you to vote for Ms. Adrian Hood?
5.
Thank you very much. Okay, good. We are at 57%. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Adrian Hood.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we're almost there. We're at 61%. Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council and rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. A 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023.